Welcome to another episode of the Anime Syndicate Podcast. I'm Frank, and I'm joined here with Josh.
Yo.
The man with no taste.
Hey, man, I taste just fine.
No.
I do.
All right, then.
What? Delicious. You said I have no taste, but I taste just fine. And I was like, delicious. Like my taste, I taste
good. You know they can't see you doing anything, right?
We can hear that. Delicious. I taste, I'm tasting myself. A joke ruined.
It was never completed.
Maybe. Oh, anyways.
Anyway. So, what did I have you watch this time?
The Apothecary Diaries.
Yeah, I fucked up. I forgot you don't like
that. A little bit. A little bit.
I mean, it wasn't really a big part of the show.
I don't know, it kind of was. But all right, before we get to it, though, if you want to hear all the other stuff, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com. If you want to follow us on Instagram and TikTok, at GameRageMagazine, Twitter/X, at GameRageMag. The Anime Syndicate, this podcast, has its own Instagram. Wait, is this it's Instagram that you're on? Or yeah? Okay, Instagram is up.
No.
No, TikTok is up.
No.
Are any of them up?
Not anymore, no.
We took them down?
Instagram took it down.
Who?
Instagram took it down.
Who? Why?
Somebody else with the same name is claiming it. And since I only had 4 people and they had more, they agreed with them.
What?
Now I'm just fucking with you.
Oh. Wait. So what do you want on Instagram then?
Yeah.
So anime_syndicate_podcast. Go there and follow so that we don't get taken down by some other assholes trying to claim the name. Ah, good one. Anyway, all right.
Got spiders.
Well, yeah, of course I got spiders. Everybody has spiders.
I don't, and I live in the filth.
You have spiders. You just can't see them.
No, spiders are the one insects I don't get rid of, and I don't have any. Especially right now since I have gnats in my fucking house since I left the door open.
Well, you left the
patio door.
Oh, that sucks. Anyway, Apothecary Diaries. Now, yes, you kind of did slightly fuck up because you forgot that I really fucking hate medical shows or shows having to do with medical things.
Why?
I just hate them. House, hate it.
House,
hate it.
You are House.
Yeah, but I hate it. Maybe that's why I hate it, because I am him. I don't need to see him say things in sarcastic manners.
MASH?
Huh?
MASH?
MASH? Hate it.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's all right, but... No, I hate it. I can't even fucking justify it. I hate it. I don't like it. And again, there are some... And see, this is the other thing. There are some parts that are good, but overall as a concept, hate it. Don't like it. What's the other one?
ER,
hated it.
Grey's Anatomy,
hate it.
I think you might actually like The Good Doctor.
Oh, no, I've seen previews for that. Hate it. He's like autistic or something? Yeah. Yep, hate it.
I've been watching it. It's actually like... The medical mysteries are minute because he's solving them like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just people dealing with him being autistic.
I don't know, but maybe. Maybe I'll have to look into that. Maybe for Game Rage Movies and TV, maybe we'll do The Good Doctor one of these days. But... This show.
Wait. No, never mind. I answered my own question.
With what?
I was going to say, like, what about those shows like Lone Star 911?
Oh, yeah. I hate them. Terrible.
Even though you're a dispatcher?
Hate them.
I know you hate cops.
Or hate them.
You hate firefighters, too.
Hate them. Paramedics, hate them all.
Why paramedics?
Fuck them.
They actually do work.
Yeah, and they're underpaid, but sucks.
Fuck them. So why you hate them?
They're in the same group. I just lump everybody together.
Literally on that car ride, you're like going, I hate firefighters. The only good one is the paramedic one.
No, I was saying that's the only guy that does any work. I didn't say that was a good one. They're all assholes. Hate them. Anyways.
So, Apothecary Diary.
I will say. I immediately hated it the first episode. And I'm not trying to just say this to be an asshole. I hated it because I was like, oh, fuck. The second she was talking about, and I'm like, oh, fuck. You didn't fuck up. I'm an idiot. I didn't know what apothecary meant. I don't remember.
They saw medicine.
Yeah. But like, I didn't think that she was going to, well, her dad's like the doctor. Well, of course, as we find out later, he's like the fucking doctor that fucking killed one of those guys or whatever and got, or killed one of the emperor's children or some shit. Mm-hmm. But basically, I hate the medical stuff. I hate the mystery. That's what it is. It's the mystery part. It's like that medical mystery stuff. I don't know why. I fucking hate it.
Is that why you hate Clue?
Probably. It's like that fucking whodunit. I don't know, man.
Then why do you like Batman?
Batman.
Wait, what?
I was just fucking around with that. Okay, here's why I hate those shows. No action. Here's why I like Batman. Action makes up for it. The action makes up for
Let me cut you off.
Yeah, no, the action makes up for the lack of, or it makes up for the whodunit, clue finding, mystery nonsense. What? Okay, let me pause it. Wait. All right. Frankly, needed to take a time out to pray for the strength to deal with me for this episode.
I was meditating to keep myself from killing you.
Yeah, that is what I meant. So, what was that about?
But why you hate mystery shows and stuff like that?
Yeah. Hey, shut up! Mystery. The Batman. Batman, to me, it makes up for the... The action makes up for the fucking whodunit mystery nonsense.
There's a...
Cooper, shut the fuck up! No, don't throw it at him. He's just gonna pee on it. All right, there he goes.
I don't see how that's my problem.
Well... That's Chloe's, not mine, so...
Yeah, it just means you have to put it in the washer.
Or I won't, and then I'll tell her Mr. Frank threw it at her, and then she'll be mad at you, so...
It's on recording.
No, she can't read.
What about this has to do with reading?
How's she gonna get to it?
I'll put it later when she gets mad at me.
You'll never see her again.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Throw it, and you'll never see her again.
Is that ultimatum?
Of course
you
not.
You know how I feel about ultimatums.
I do taste great.
In the entirety of our friendship, I've only ever given you one ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
And you still haven't gone through with it.
Which was?
You have to watch Demon Slayer. Because I will go to those movies without you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch it. Don't worry. That's after this. After we're done with the shit snooze fest that is Jujutsu Kaisen, I will watch the Demon Slayer one. Because you said the movie comes out when? 2025?
Sometime.
All right, I'll have.
Same with Overlord.
I've already seen all that, so.
I'm still going without you on that one.
Wait, what? That was one that I actually kind of enjoyed. Like, fuck.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Anyway. That's how I can get past the nonsense.
Well, I was going to say, like, there's a line in Team Four Star with Gohan.
Mm-hmm.
When he's finding the trunks. This is when they just got wind of what's going on. When they just got wind of these mass murders that are being done by which we find out to be Imperfect Cell.
Mm-hmm.
And they're flying. He's like, man, like, we never get to solve mysteries like Sherlock Holmes or Batman. We're always fighting people like Bruce Lee or Batman.
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
But also, here's the other thing. Like, you are right. You were right about what you said about how this is like something I've never watched before.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not. I've never watched. I don't think I've watched anything quite like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I'm not.
I just thought you would like it because of the political dancing they have to do in this show.
That was what kept me kind of. That's what made me watch the full 13 episodes, or the full half of the season. Because
mm-hmm.
after episode one, I was like, I'm not down for this. I don't think I can do this. And then I was
which
like...
Which is why I told you after your third episode, let me know what you think.
Which is that's why I was like, okay, well, let me give it three episodes. Well, I was going to give it six, because that's... To me, And I don't know if this still holds true today, but...
That's six for a full series.
Yeah, like a 50-episode series.
No, like multiple seasons, 20 episodes at least for the season.
Right.
Not like the first season of Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer, which was 12.
Yeah, you can give that one three. If you don't like after three, then it's okay to give up on it, I feel like. So, I said I was going to give it six because I'm like, well, I committed to 13, so like, I can do half of that and then see. And then because then I need to know for sure if it really sucks. Mm-hmm. And so that was the only thing that kept me around was the, like you had said, whatever it was, like the political dancing that was going on. But it kind of sucked because at the beginning, obviously, Mao Mao, the main character, she's not a part of that.
Nor does she want to be.
Yeah, she is a bottom feeder, bottom barrel. I mean, obviously, she's working for this, like, whorehouse.
It's not a whorehouse.
Brothel.
No, it's not that either.
Courtesans.
Oh, in the beginning?
Yeah, at the beginning.
No, she's working for her dad as an apothecary.
Yeah, but then she's also, like...
Because
she owes them money or something, right? Like,
no, it's just... Because I can't pinpoint exactly where you're at. So I don't know what I can say and what I can't say.
Episode 13.
I know, but I don't know.
Fuck. I'm trying to remember what the exact last thing was. No, that's not it. Wait, let me just find it.
That was that.
It was something for wrestling I was looking up. Apothecary Diaries. Okay, so episode 13. Okay, fuck off. Go on, give me the anime. 13. What was it called? Serving in the Outer Court. Oh, yeah, that's right, because she went on vacation.
No, that's when she got fired, isn't it?
No, she went on, like, visit or whatever.
Because she went with that one dude?
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. She did get fired. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Because that's when she starts working in the Outer Court.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That was right after she got fired.
So, no, what happened, again, yes, I can't really say much about that. About the...
Why she has...
The Vertice House.
Okay, yeah, that's what it's called.
And that is a whorehouse.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. She's, like, kind of working there, too.
I thought you were talking about the inner palace.
Oh, no. That was she was a lady in waiting for one of the prime consorts of the emperor.
Concubines.
Yeah, like the prime concubine.
Because
there's four.
No, there's dozens.
Well, there's four like
they're
main
the four
ones.
They're the four top ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is with them is normally they're just concubine, but since there's no empress, they're elevated.
Yeah, and their children can potentially
become the emperor's heirs. Yeah,
that's where the political like signaling comes in, is because there's no empress.
No direct heir.
There's no direct heir, so one of their children could be
the next
emperor after this fool dies.
Yes.
So that's where they're signaling, and one of them does get booted out. Well, fucking.
I want to say she got booted out. More of she got
like demoted. Maybe is the right term.
Are you talking about which one are you talking about?
The one. Okay, so
dancing lady.
Remember when it came out that the one chick who was the lady in waiting for I forget what her fucking name is.
Just go by their color. The blue one, the pink one, child.
I think it was the blue one. No, wait. What's the one she works for? Mao Mao.
She works for the pink one.
Odd Duo was...
Was she the one that was dying? The one that lost her son?
Yes. That's the one that she works for, right?
No, she works for the pink one, the one that had the daughter. Remember there was the whole rivalry between her and the one in blue?
Right.
One had the male. She actually had the male heir, but he died.
Yeah. Right. And that's the one that they were all fucking bullshittery about was because the baby died. And it was this Feng Ming lady or whatever that killed her by accident by feeding him honey.
No, that was the other lady. That was the oldest one. The one that got aged out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
And she took the rat. Yeah, she fed him honey because it's... I didn't even know that it's poisonous to infants.
Yeah, you know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, shit. That's like the first thing they tell you when you're like at Kaiser.
Oh, yeah. Let me know that with all the kids I have, Josh.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I thought I fucking said that. Like...
Ow, fuck.
But, yeah. So, anyways.
But, that's... We're going... You're going deep into it. We're still in the beginning here.
Yeah. But basically, she... Oh, Mau Mau. Yeah, she was the main character. Apothecary. She gets kidnapped at the first episode. Yeah. And that's when this whole fucking thing starts. Now, I also fucking don't understand. I don't get this. Mm-hmm. It kind of is... It's stupid as shit. And I know that this is probably how shit was done back then.
Well, this was ancient. This is inspired by ancient China.
Right, yeah. So it just seems like that part of the story just doesn't make sense to me. What of part? Like, she's a normal working free ass motherfucker, gets kidnapped by these guys. They sell her to the guy who's in charge of their country.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, they're like, oh yeah, cool. Come on, you're gonna be a slave now. And it's like, well, I literally was just a free citizen. And now I'm a slave because these assholes sold you here to me. And now it is funny how she gets back at them because they get wages based on, like, they get a cut of her wages.
She has a salary and they get a portion of it.
Yeah, but
they have to pay for any damages she does.
Right. So then, like, the one lady's like, when she finds out about that, she's like, oh, and she drops this fucking vase. She's like, huh, guess I'll have to take that out of your. Charge your people then or whatever. And she's like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, that's great. Which, that was cool.
But she even says it herself that, yeah, she got kidnapped, but... And when they went to sell her to the court officials didn't know, and at the same time, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. So I don't get how that's hard for you to believe that a politician wouldn't care.
No, it's not that part of it. It's just like... how is that... Like, why would you just give up and just be like, okay, cool, I guess I'm just gonna be here now. I guess I'm just gonna live here for the next 10 years and just be a slave because I happen to just be kidnapped.
She said it too, because if she makes a fuss...
Yeah, maybe, but...
Remember, they'll execute you for making errors.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You don't think they'll execute you for making a stink?
Yeah, I guess that's probably a good idea. So anyway, so then she ends up becoming like, because they find out that she's like smart, that she knows medicines and shit.
I like the way he figured that out too.
With the aphrodisiac thing?
No, with the whole, puts up the sign, you with the freckles.
Oh,
the
reading, yeah.
And like, she fell for it because she was able to read it and everybody else left.
Yeah.
She's like, damn it, you got me. That was when she figured out that it was the lead in the makeup that was killing both the empress or the concubine and her child.
Yeah, that's right. It was the lead in the makeup. Yeah. Man, lead.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so then basically she goes through and after that she becomes like they promote her to like the royal food tester or whatever. And so now she's got to like test food because they're like...
Which is to her delight.
Yeah, because she's like, fuck yeah, I get to eat. And she gets like a bigger fucking room. Like she gets like all these extra things plus more pay that I guess they don't send to the dickheads.
Yeah, and... But no, the reason she's happy is because she gets to fucking...
Eat.
She likes poison.
Yeah, because she likes building a tolerance to it. Or that's what she's been doing on her... On the side, she's been building immunities to every poison known to man, basically. Mm-hmm. In her free time, she's slowly been eating poison.
I want to say she's building immunity. She's just testing how everything works.
Yeah.
And she's using herself as the test subject.
Right. Which, that was kind of all right. But... nice.
Why'd you say nice to your own fart?
Fuck it. All right, I'll take it. But then, like I said, just overall, I don't know. I just didn't. I just didn't like the. Yeah, it was the whole. Every episode was like, oh, it's not a murder mystery, but it was like, oh, it's a new poison or something. We gotta fucking figure out what it is. Like that one later on, where those two assholes in the whorehouse. Like the whore tries to kill
the guy
or whatever, and then only make it so that she could live. But then Mau Mau goes there and figures it out, and then or gets there like, of course, right in time. And then they both end up living.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like that whole, I don't know. I hate that whole like.
Well, if you keep going deeper into it. They start having her do stuff outside of medical things, too. Like, she's solving other mysteries, too. Like, arson and freaking figuring out riddles from a will and stuff.
Hmm. Well, like I said, I'm already 13 episodes. I'm halfway through the first season. I might as well. I'm just gonna finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I am gonna finish it. This is just like part one of the. See, because I mean, I can only watch like 13 episodes of something a week. Like, it's kind of hard to go double it up depending on the week. Like this week, I was not able to watch more than like the 13 because I was also gonna do that Bridge series, but like I just didn't have enough time to watch everything. So I was just like, ah, fuck. Like, because you know, unfortunately, I mean, anime is 22 minutes an episode.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, times 13, that's basically like 4.5 hours almost.
Mm-hmm.
that you're watching, that you got to watch anime. So not that that's bad, but it's just like, fuck, sometimes I just don't have the time to dedicate to doing that. So this week I got that done. I got the 13 episodes done. And, you know, overall, like I said, the political intrigue portion of it, that was what kind of was entertaining a little bit, but all the other medical stuff, I just, like I said, and it's not a knock on the show because that's what the show is, right? I just don't like those kind of shows. So there's no world in which I actually will say like, oh yeah, this is great. 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, whatever, right? Like, it's just, I just don't like these kind of shows. Now, if I look at it objectively, with taking my bias of hating the medical stuff out, I will say, yeah, like, at least this first half of this, if you like that stuff, this is a show for you. Like, this is definitely a show you will like. If you like House, if you like Grey's Anatomy, granted, it's not in modern times, okay? It's in, like, fucking the 8th century China, basically. But if you want to see that style of storytelling, that's basically what it is. And isn't terrible.
Personally, I think it's more the medical part of it, I think is more of the baseline of the show.
Yeah.
But I feel like it goes off of that line. Because I feel, for me, the whole political backlash and like, not backlash, but people playing games with each other, all that is the stuff that's keeping me, that I liked about the show.
Yeah.
The medical mystery was cool stuff too, yeah. But for me, like the way she was supposed to act at tea parties, the way she was supposed to act at these things, the whole cultural aspect of it was the way more intriguing part to me. Especially because for me, we're seeing this from the eyes of a commoner.
Yeah.
Who's super smart and who's smart enough to know this is stupid, but I have to play it.
I gotta play the game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to be back home cutting myself and testing
things. Yeah, but she pulls up her fucking arm and it's like all fucking blotchy from all the shit she's been fucking with. I'm like, oh my God. Okay,
that's all she wants to do.
Yeah.
And she's over here fighting for her life.
Yeah, by playing Tea Party.
Yeah.
And like trying not to be murdered.
And I like the idea that she's also trying to hide how talented she is.
Yeah.
But that one dude is like, nope, I'm seeing right through you.
Yeah, that one fucking, what's his name? Is his name Jinchi or something like that?
Yeah, Master Jinchi.
Yeah, the eunuch guy.
The super attractive one.
Yeah, which is crazy how, like, the emperor doesn't let any men in there unless they're eunuchs.
Would you want men around your specific building area where you filled with nothing but literally the hottest women that your country could produce?
It's probably true. That's probably fair. That's a fair statement. I probably wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
But it's funny. But anyways, that guy, like,
I like how it's literally, it's all these smart people playing this game. And like, you're instantly able to see the people like, you shouldn't be in this game, buddy. You shouldn't be in this game. And it's like, but the show is not making you feel like, it's like, see, he's smart.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're seeing them being smart to each other. They're seeing, like, and we're even seeing, like, because she's hilarious when she reacts to, like she goes all catty or shit when she gets mad. You're like, oh, damn it, he tricked me. He got me.
Yeah.
To me, the whole character, the characters is what, for me, is what I like about this show. Like I said, the medical industry is the baseline of the show.
Right. The medical stuff is the baseline of the show. I guess I also am not I don't think I'm into
dramas.
That type of drama. And yeah, also, but
you also said the same thing about musicals not too long ago.
What, that I don't like them?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I like them.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So now it's like, I used to, like, okay, I guess this show is kind of like, to me, and this is, I will eat some shit for this, I'm sure, and I'm just saying this is a very base level comparison, but this show seems to me like Lucky Star meets House or Grey's Anatomy a little bit, like meets some kind of mysteries, meets Scooby-Doo, I don't know, whatever the fuck you want to call it in terms of like solving mysteries. It's got that fun, playful aspect, I guess, that Lucky Star had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with her turning into the cat ears and, like, you know, oh, my God, blah, 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 and how they completely, obviously, overreact to, like, the stupidest shit that is, like, get the fuck out of here. Okay, that's, like, that portion of it. But it's, like, that with the solving of mysteries. And I don't think I like shows like that anymore. Like, the Lucky Star. Like, I don't think I like those anymore. Mm. Like, I used to like them back in the day. Like, Lucky Star, I feel like if I watched Lucky Star now, I remember when we watched it or got it for whatever, however long ago it was, I was like, oh, dude, this is fucking hilarious. Like, this is the funniest shit ever. What's her name? Kona-chan is so cute, blah, 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 adorable. Now, I feel like I'm like, I don't like that shit anymore. Mm. I feel like I don't like that. I feel like if I watched it again, I would say, I don't like this. And this is where I was also postulating about, I think this is part of, like, I think I'm having, like, a reverse midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. Where, you know how, like, most people, when they have, like, a midlife crisis, they, like, they go back, they, like, revert backwards to, oh.
They're trying to live back to their youth.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm gonna get the Letterman's jacket, or I'm gonna wear fucking the shit that was cool when I was, like, in high school, and I'm gonna start doing that, and I'm gonna get a car from, like, what I had back then, or I'm gonna start doing all the stuff, like, that I knew was cool back then, right? I think I'm doing like the reverse of that, where I'm starting to hate all of those things and want to move on from them and go into move on to other things. Not, and I'm not saying I'm hate anime in general. I think my taste is changing. I'm hating certain genres that I used to like, and I'm starting to like things that I didn't ever think I would like. And I think that kind of started a few years ago, honestly.
So what you're saying is, given enough time, you're going to get into loli culture?
No, I'm not saying that.
Something you used to hate.
Yeah, I still hate that. And that's the other thing. Sorry. Okay.
Used to hate, yeah.
No, yeah, I didn't used to hate. I still hate it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that I think that the... What's the word I'm looking for? Like anime, like certain genres or certain types of anime that I would have liked 15 years ago, I think I would fucking hate if they did like today. I think there's shows that I would fucking go back and watch and hate, which is kind of why I'm curious and I want Ruben to watch Black Lagoon. We talked about doing that one again. I'm curious to see.
I know he'll like it.
What?
I already know you'll like it.
Yeah, because it's got fucking action and killing and fucking the stuff that I always still base enjoy. But, I mean, I think I'm sure I will, but I feel like if I went back and watched, I don't know, what was one of the ones? Shit. Oh, man, like Black Blood Brothers. I used to really like that. I don't know if I watched it today, I might hate that one.
Never saw it.
I have it on DVD. We should probably. Yeah, of course I do. I have everything on fucking DVD. Because that's the only, because as we've talked about in the past, that was the only way you used to be able to watch it. Fucking through DVDs. I mean, listen, I never would have thought that I would have liked Yuri on Ice. I never would have thought I would have enjoyed that.
Okay.
But.
So what you're saying is that you don't, so you're not liking gags anymore.
I don't think it's even that. I think.
Well, the whole thing, like her having the cat ears and like Lucky Star stuff, those are all gags.
Yeah, that's a type of gag, though. Like, I still like slapstick comedy gags. That's not what that is.
No, slapstick is a whole different type. It's a whole different beast. When it comes to the anime, when I'm talking about gags, it's things that they are, like, people getting cat ears or their eyes changing shape when they're being like, oh, yeah, what you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Or, like, when they get suspicious and be like, meh. Or, like, in, what was it?
Like, when they turn chibi and do, like, things, right?
That's a gag. Yeah. Or like in fucking JoJo, where The joke is that there's they'll literally be standing and the words menacing are on the screen.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, maybe I don't like that. Well, I don't know about the words on the screen, but like that turning into chibi things or that stuff, maybe I don't like that anymore.
I just think that's funny.
I don't even think it's funny. I just don't like it. I think it's dumb. I don't know. I don't enjoy it. At least that's something that this anime has shown me for sure that I don't think I like that anymore. That type of that thing specifically. I don't know. And maybe it's, and again, maybe it's the storyline is not that, it's just not that intriguing, I guess, to me. So I'm not willing to maybe overlook some of these things that I would overlook on an anime that, like, I don't know, maybe it was a storyline that I enjoyed better or I was more invested in, I guess. But I'm not like I said, maybe that's why I'm not able to, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm not able to suspend disbelief, but to put it aside, to like it for what it is, because I don't like it for what it is, basically, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, I have no idea what you are saying.
I mean, I know you hated me saying this, but you're just spewing.
What do you mean I'm spewing? I'm just explaining it so people can understand, so that when they shit on me online, they can at least have some context as to what the like fuck I'm saying. Like I said,
no one's going to shit on you. Everyone's going to be agreeing with you because they're all part of that same mindset that if it's popular, it's not allowed to be liked. Not saying that this show was popular enough on the same level as JJK, but...
I mean, this show was extremely highly rated on every ratings app. It's like 4.8 out of 5 stars on everything, basically. So, I mean, it was very highly rated.
Yeah, but not to the... I'm going to say its popularity wasn't there at the level of JJK.
Yeah, of course not. But the people who watched it overwhelmingly enjoyed it, is what I'm saying. It seems to be that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's the other thing. There's nothing wrong with that if you like the show. It's just not for me. It's just not for me. And also, if you're in my group of saying it's not for you, then that's okay too. Because not every anime needs to be liked by everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people think some things are good. Some people think some things are bad.
So far, you've been hating everything.
Say everything. I mean,
the only one you liked was Solo Leveling. That's not one.
Solo Leveling was.
That's not one I told you to watch.
Well, that was a good one though.
Mm-hmm. But I think that wasn't one I told you to watch. And so far, all the ones I've been
told you told me to watch two of them.
Three.
Which one?
JJ.
Yeah.
Apothecary.
Okay.
Overlord.
Oh, but see, I didn't hate Overlord though as much as I hate these two.
I don't know, man. You were...
Overlord. Okay, remember, and that's what I said. Overlord was watchable because it kept me around because of the character developments of the lower mid-card guys. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I was able to sit through 4 seasons of that. Is because those things kept me still intrigued. And now going into season 5...
But you're saying you didn't like these characters?
No, I don't like these characters. I'm not invested in Mao Mao or Jinshi or any of the other stupid fucking ladies in waiting around this thing. I don't care. Like, I'm just saying, I can't get into that story. Like, I just don't care about it. Their plight does not intrigue me. And again, I'll sit there and watch it. But it's nothing sucked me in. Mm-hmm. And it could have just, like I said, I very much went in not, as soon as I saw, I was like, oh, this is some medical shit. I was like, nope. Normally I would just check out and be like, whatever, I'm not watching this. But I said, fuck it, I'm gonna put that aside, I'm gonna give it a chance just based on what it is. And there's nothing about it other than that has wrapped me into the lore. Yes, now we're starting to get to this, like, closer to 13 episodes in, we're getting more of a taste of this, like, I don't know, side story of, like, political, not espionage, what is it?
Essentially it is.
Yeah, like, it's like a political, like...
It's political warfare.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. Like, that we're starting to get into that now, which is why I'm like, okay, now I kind of want to see if this is going to keep me around. Will this become the storyline for the last half of the season? I'm just kind of curious to see. That's just kind of why I want to watch the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I don't like it, then I said, whatever, I don't like it. I gave it a chance. I gave it a very fair shot, I think, if I at least watched the whole season. So, I mean, again, I haven't shit on the thing completely. I wouldn't say that I hate it. I would just, like, I hate Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't like this that much. There's a couple things that I like.
Like?
The political intrigue, I said, that's starting to come about. I don't have a character that I really like the most. Mm. Kind of the same thing with Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't really have a character that I like the most. They're all kind of fucking meh.
I really thought you would have liked Yuta.
Yuta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the actual main character.
Yeah, I think he's meh. Mm. Like, you think he's just meh? Like, I don't know.
He was actually supposed to be the main character, but then he changed his mind.
Yeah, and it became, what's his name? The other fucking
dickhead. Whatever his name is, yeah. Yuji.
I don't know. But anyways, what do you give, like, to give a score for your end, what do you give the Apothecary Diaries?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. So it's like a solid good anime.
Yeah. On the high end, yeah.
All right. I mean, so far, this first half of season one, I'm sitting at like a 5. Like 5 out of 10. Mm. It's watchable. It's not a dumpster fire completely. There are a couple redeeming things, as I talked about. It just, again, it's taken us too long to get there. But I'm okay if it becomes the focus of the storyline. So we'll see. Because I'm going to finish the series, the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I still think it's a 5 out of 10, probably won't be watching Apothecary Diaries season 2. But hey, I gave it a fair shot. I gave it a whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Anyways. What else do you have to go on about Apothecary Diaries to say?
No, that's pretty much it.
That's it?
Yeah.
You enjoy it. You yes. love it. Is it in your top 10?
No.
Is it in your top 20?
If it's not in the top 10, that's not ranked.
All right.
I have my top 10, and then that's it. That's it.
Everything else is just something you like.
Now, there could be things outside the top 10 that have a higher rating than my top 10. Doesn't mean it's going to replace the top 10.
Huh. Strange.
How so?
Well, I thought like it was top 10 things of like
I don't fall into that hole.
Like, it's like, this is better. So like, if something that's better that I think is better than this.
I loved Devil May Cry, the Netflix Devil May Cry Crybaby.
Okay.
I fucking loved it. It was great. I think it was better done than some Miyazaki films that I like, but I'm not placing it higher than a Miyazaki film.
Why?
Just because it was made better doesn't mean it hit better.
Well, then it's not better. I'm talking about overall.
No, like, I agree with everybody that Gundam Wing might be the best Gundam series made.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal favorite is always going to be Gundam 00.
Mm. So you think that Gundam 00 is better than Gundam Wing?
Nah, I think Gundam Wing is a better anime.
So why does
Gundam... I just prefer 00.
Oh, so you just like it better.
Yeah, just because it's made better doesn't mean it hits better.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
How so?
That doesn't make any sense. Okay. If it's made better... And it's better, then wouldn't it automatically hit better?
What's a better movie, Schindler's List or the South Park movie?
The South Park movie.
But which one was better? It was a better made movie.
The South Park movie.
Really? How many Academy Awards did it win? Is it considered to be one of the greatest movies of all time?
Who, Schindler's List?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Look at The Godfather.
Some people's opinions, I don't think The Godfather is one of the greatest movies of all time. I don't think it's better than Star Wars.
Exactly my point. Who in the majority of society would agree that gold?
I'm not talking about society. I'm just saying, personal.
There's a difference between something being made better and something hitting better.
I don't think. Fuck. But that's what I'm saying. It's just because it's made better.
Okay, Slater's 50-50.
Okay.
The burger.
Yeah.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Every day.
Exactly my point. Go to fucking, you can go to a gourmet restaurant and it's gonna be fucking delicious. But yeah, your fucking try to home favorite is always gonna be the preferred one. Even though the other one is a better made burger.
Oh, I don't. That's okay. So that's where we're different. I don't think that Slater's 50-50 is a better made burger, because if it was a better made burger, it would be better than In-N-Out. Until you make a burger better than In-N-Out, you're not a better burger, in my opinion. You're still not, like, if something came along that was better than, that I thought personally was better than In-N-Out, it would be deleting In-N-Out from that list.
Have you never been to somebody's house?
Okay.
And they swear by their mom's home cooking, but it doesn't go good for you.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. On the individual level, for them, if, like, let's say it's lasagna, right? Mm-hmm. Let's use that as an example. If lasagna is the thing that their mom made that is the best lasagna they ever have, right? And I take them to a fucking 3-Michelin-star restaurant that only makes the best lasagna on the planet. Mm-hmm. And they go, damn, this still is not as good as my mom's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then to them, that's not made better. It's not better than their mom's thing. So their mom's is number one. That's not going to dethrone it. So it's not, to them, it's not better made. Just because society thinks that's better than his doesn't mean that it's objectively true. Yeah, sure, you could use better ingredients. It could be a better presentation. But if you don't like the taste, you could, okay, to me, Jujutsu Kaisen, right? It's presented very well. It's like a 3-star Michelin plate of dog shit. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, yeah, it looks great, but it's still dog shit at its core. It's still made out of dog shit. Whereas you could also have a dog shit that's not a Michelin star rated dog shit, and it's still dog shit. It's never going to be better than In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I just don't think that. I think it's your that's what I was saying, was like your personal best. So then you don't think that Gundam Wing is better than 00.
I think it is. I agree with people. Every aspect of people will every what was I say? Can't say the word.
What would you
every
rank,
point that somebody says about Gundam Wing is 100% right.
Okay.
Every point I make about 00 is shadowed by, hey, I guess what you're saying, but you're being biased.
About what? Like, how is it biased?
About how I feel about Gundam 00.
It's your personal top 10.
Again, I get what you're saying about that. I'm not denying that people's opinions are different.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't tolerate you in the same room as me. But I recognize that, yes, the Gundam Wing did so. Not only did it do so much for the Gundam franchise, it is, for the longest, I still think it is the example, the standard,
okay,
to be held against.
All right.
Gundam 00 just spoke to me on a personal level. I don't think it's better than Wing, but because it was able to hit me in a way Wing wasn't, I have more stronger connection to 00. Even though I still think Wing is the better story, the better fighting, the better Gundam. No, not that. I think the Gundams in 00 are my favorite of the entire franchise.
Uh-huh.
But I recognize that Wing is a fucking masterpiece. 00, I love it. I think it's my, as I said, it's my favorite because it was able to connect with me on a better level than Wing. Doesn't mean Wing is lesser than 00. It just means that I was able to attach myself to 00 better. And the reason I'm biased is because, A, it's the first Gundam series to actually hook me like that. Mm-hmm. Before, I was only into it because, hey, cool looking mech. 00's like, okay, this is actually intriguing.
Yeah.
And because of that, it made me go back
and watch Gundam Wing.
I rewatched Wing and I realized, holy shit, I wasn't paying attention or something. Because Wing, when it comes to Gundam, so far at least, it's probably the closest to perfection out of all of them. And looking back at it as a bias, that's wrong. Because now I don't see things like that anymore.
Uh-huh.
I don't see things, oh, this is the perfection of this. This is the Wing has its flaws. all of them have their flaws.
Yeah.
But for me, I find the flaws to kind of be the charm of most shows these days. When it comes to Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why Iron Blood Orphans didn't really latch me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, everything felt like they were trying to present, it was felt like it was presented perfectly.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if I'm describing that correctly.
Yeah, yeah, I think I see what you're saying.
For me, the charm for Wing was the, because I saw it later on. Like, this is an old anime.
Yeah.
That was the charm that I really liked about Wing.
Because
for me, 00 is like a more modernized, because it kind of follows the same storyline as Wing, but told differently. And Wing was more about, hey, there's these guys that hate the government.
Uh-huh.
So they made these super awesome mechs. And let's give it to a bunch of angsty teenagers to fight the government. And Gundam 00 is, hey, this world is fucking shit. I can't do anything about it, but I can do something about it in the future.
Yeah.
So he sets up his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that legacy becomes what was it called? The guy's name was Yulia Schimberg, and he creates the Orderless Terror. They're essentially a terrorist group.
Uh-huh.
It's the best way I can describe it. And basically, he creates an offset form where they can live far away from the government and create their own technology. He took like experimental technology from his time,
uh-huh.
got everybody that was involved with it, and sent them off to this place. And they've been living in secret for like hundreds and hundreds of years.
Okay.
And so their technology developed on a separate path from the technology on Earth.
Uh-huh.
And they use that to basically tell the world, hey, if you guys want to start wars, we're going to stop you.
Yeah.
We're going to stop all armed conflict. So to me, it was more of a, because the people, there was a super smart AI and all this shit that's involved that. So in the end, yes, they kind of picked angsty teenagers to be the pilots of these things.
Yeah.
But at least it was done in a way it was like, oh, this guy's mindset is perfect for this. This guy's this, this, and they all had factors that made them perfect pilots or meisters for these Gundams.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was, one of them was a guerrilla fighter, one of them was an experimental soldier, one of them was basically it was part of the IRA.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
One guy was the other guy was, they couldn't find another person, so they literally created a fake human being to have the traits that they wanted for this guy to pilot this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. For me, that was something I was able to connect with more, especially with the characters' origins being tragedies, being like, and that's just like, oh man, this guy's family died in space.
Yeah.
This guy was part of a child. He was recruited to be a part of a child army, and to be initiated into that army, you had to kill your own parents.
Damn, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's this other guy, they escaped the fucking places where they're being experimented on.
Yeah.
The ship breaks, and the only way to survive, the only way this guy was able to survive was he had to kill all the other kids, and so he was the only one alive.
God damn.
So it's like, I don't know, for me, that was intriguing, way more real.
Yeah. Damn, man, maybe we should do Gundam 00 and Gundam Wing. Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Because I don't think I've watched all of 00.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely don't think I've seen all of Gundam Wing.
And they both have a movie. Endless Waltz and I can't even remember the name of the fucking good 00 one. Even though it has literally the best mech. Yeah, I think in Gundam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great tangent.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with the topic.
No, nothing. That's why I added it. I even added it to the episode description because I'm like, oh, this is a topic that's like people need to talk about, need to hear about. And you know what? I think that's a topic we should explore further. Gundam, I don't know, maybe Gundam 00 specific or like Gundam in general.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'd be down. Because Gundam 00 is what? 50-something episodes?
Yeah, two seasons.
Two seasons, so we can roll that.
Wing is one.
All right.
But I think it's also 50 episodes.
Yeah.
And they both have a movie that ends the series.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to look into that as filler for, you know, the mainline episodes, I guess, of Anime Syndicate, perhaps.
Right.
Well, stay tuned for that. All right, but anyways, Apothecary Diaries. Bottom line, I think, if you like, what? Animes like Lucky Star.
Basically general anime.
General anime. Also, if you like medical stuff, Grey's Anatomy, House, you'll probably really like this show. And I think you should check it out. I think you should watch it.
Yep.
So, anything else to add?
Nope.
All right, you ready to get out of here for this one?
Yeah.
Why'd you have to say it like that? Yeah.
You are exhausted.
Oh, my God. That's true. I am. Anyways. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Shit. We will be back on the next episode. Soon to be here. Soon next week. So until then, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com where you can follow all of the social medias, Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X, and you can also follow this podcast, Anime_Syndicate_podcast. And if you want to tell me how I'm wrong or how I'm an asshole, or you should go there.
What? Or how you're right.
Or you could say how I'm right.
Be part of that community.
Yeah, if you want to be part of that community, Frank will be sure to let you know about it because he runs the Anime Syndicate podcast. What is it? Twitter or Instagram page.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can talk with him there. And if you have some shit to say to me, say it there and then he'll let me know and then I'll fucking respond. I'll say what to say and he'll type it. Or maybe he'll tell me to go fuck myself and I and you won't get to hear what I have to say. Anyways, all right, well, fuck. That's the end of the episode, so... Shit. Good luck, agents. We'll see you on the next one.